Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Tonight, from Norwich, New York, it's time for football on WCDO. Good evening, everybody. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And coming up in just a very few minutes, another football game in one of our outstanding Tri-Valley area teams. Tonight, it's going to be the Oneonta Yellow Jackets taking on the hometown Sydney Warriors. This is a game that was scheduled to be played at Sydney. So, my man, it is so good to have you with me, Billy Blake. I want to give a shout-out, first of all, to Dave Keller. Dave had been my sidekick for several years. Actually, he was a sidekick of two announcers prior to me coming to WCDO. And after many, many years, he decided to hang things up and just enjoy life being a grandpa. And we certainly will miss Dave Keller's voice here, but Mr. Billy, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity, and I'm proud to be part of the WCDO family.
For those of you who have not heard, and there's no reason that any of you would, Billy and I have a certain kinship. During the summer, I ended up broadcasting the games for the Oneonta Outlaws. Some of you might know that. But one of the teams that the Outlaws played was the Albany Dutchmen, and Mr. Billy Blake was the voice of the Albany Dutchmen. Of course, we didn't know that at that time, did we?
No, not at all, actually. But when I learned that you were announcing for the Outlaws and I was announcing for the Dutchmen, that was a pretty cool connection that we had, and we certainly clicked right off the bat from there.
So, in any event, tonight's game is going to be brought to you in part by a number of fine sponsors. They're people who sponsor the sportscast throughout the year, season after season. Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is being brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans, all backed by expert service. See their professional sales staff or give them a call. Sydney, 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. Very interesting situation. I was coming in and I happened to walk past the chief of police in Norwich. And it's very seldom that you will see the chief having to work some event. And I said, Joe, how did you get this tonight? And he says, I didn't realize there was a game. Everybody is staffed to do something else. And all of a sudden, we realized there was a game. And they have to have at public events a couple of officers here. So he is working himself tonight. So it's going to be the starting lineup for the, we'll go with the visiting team first. That is for Oneonta. And Mr. Blake, do you want to go ahead and look at the people? The only one that I know is Taharen Williams is the only name in there that may stump both of us.
Yep, he is the guard for the Yellow Jackets, and the other guard for Oneonta is senior Dylan Rushton. The center for the Yellow Jackets is Jordan McIntyre. The guards, Cornelius Corkwell and James Longo. At the ends are Matt Robinson and Sam Sherrill. And the quarterback for the Oneonta Yellow Jackets, the senior number 3, Brendan Lord. And in the backfield for the Yellow Jackets, sophomores Matt Bitzer and Skylar Thompson and senior Scott Conrad.
If we go ahead and look at the hometown Sydney Warriors, and the Warriors this year have a number of athletes that are returning seniors.
Yeah, 16 returning seniors on this Warriors roster, a team that went 4-4 last year. High expectations for them in Section 4 this season.
But the man who is going to be leading them at quarterback is going to be a junior. That is Patrick Vibbard. He will be wearing number 10. He's not the biggest quarterback around, 5'9", 145 pounds. Also in the backfield, a couple of, well, all three seniors. Nate McDonald, number 24, will be doing a lot of the ball carrying. Roberto Ojeda, number 33, is only 5'6", 150 pounds. He's the light man in the backfield. Damian Zimmer, number 6, will also be doing a lot of the ball carrying. If we look at that line, Trey Crawford, number 62, is the 5'10", 210-pound senior, and we'll be back with the rest of the lineup coming up in just a moment. But we'll take this time out on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Norwich High School for the contest between the OHS Yellow Jackets and the Sydney Warriors. Well, Bill, we were talking that, or do you prefer Bill or Billy?
Billy.
We were talking before that this was the shakedown cruise where anything that can go wrong will. All of a sudden we had the first of the many, probably many mistakes or miscommunications. Everybody was running around looking for a recording of the national anthem, so I thought we were going to be going not to live singing of the national anthem, which ended up being the case, but rather a recording, so shame on me. All right, we had gone through and looked at the starting lineup. We'd gone through the backfield for the Sydney Warriors. Trey Crawford will be in there at center. The guards on either side of him, Colin Brandle, 270 pounds, and Austin Dean, number 75, at 2 1/4. So we have 270, 210, 225 in that line. The tackles aren't so bad either. Brian Gray, a junior, is in it at 220 pounds. And Zach Negus is at 230, so there's lots there. The men who will be catching that football, and hopefully not dropping it very often, will be Jared Cuddy, number 45. He is a senior, and Mike Cruz, number 80. Those were the people that were we were informed would be starting. Now, all of a sudden, that could change, so be aware of it, folks. The tip-off show being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7, Riverside, in Sydney. We are just about ready to go. The ball is going to be teed up. It is going to be number 88 kicking off for the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. That is going to, you say Matt Robinson, number 85, is going to be doing it, okay? The rosters that we have received, the Sydney Warrior roster is in numeric order, and that will be rather good for us. The roster for Oneonta is not that way, and as a result, we're going to have ourselves an interesting time. Looks to me like number four, I believe that is Billy Kozak, goes back, settles in underneath it, grabs it down inside the 10, battles his way back across the 20 to about the 26 before he is going to be hammered down. So the Oneonta Yellow Jackets in their blue trousers, white jerseys, they're going to start on defense tonight. They have dark blue numerals. The Sydney Warriors all out in maroon with white numerals. They already had a bit of a misstart, but now the officials are going to mark the ball right where it was down at the 26. Patrick Vibbard comes up, wants to keep it on the ground for the first play. He is going to be given a ride backwards. They'll hand it off to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer goes back about 3 yards before he is going to be hit hard and brought down.
And as you mentioned, Harry, a lot of big boys out there for the Sydney offensive line, and the Oneonta defensive line there was able to get some good penetration. They're going to need to continue to do that all night long against the Sydney offense.
This is one of those years when the Oneonta Yellow Jackets do not have a large squad. Sydney has the upper hand. Ball's going to be pitched out. Nate McDonald has it. McDonald, number 24, battles his way across the 30-yard line. The ball placed just inches high of the 30. A gain on that play of about 6 yards. Remember, they had about 12 to go. So as a result, it will be third, and we'll call it 7.
And that will probably be the first of many looks tonight for the senior McDonald.
Gain on that play of about 4 for McDonald. He's going to carry again. He'll pick up a couple more as he will get the ball up to the 33-yard line. The 33-yard line. So it will bring up a fourth down and still about 3 for the Sydney Warriors. Dropping back is going to be find out where I'm going here. Number 70, James Longo, getting ready to receive for the OHS Yellow Jackets. Low kick, kicked by McDonald. It goes down the left sideline, finally crosses midfield and goes out at about the 34-yard line back in Oneonta territory. Well, you can see everybody has the jitters for opening night. That snap came back a little bit low. McDonald was able to get it off, but it certainly wasn't the highest, most booming kick he's ever had. Went over people's heads and out of their reach, and then just took off along the ground. Scoreless ball game. The Sydney Warriors, the OHS Yellow Jackets, here from a neutral field in Norwich tonight. Flag on the first play from scrimmage for the Yellow Jackets. Brendan Lord took the snap. Now they're going to say it is against the Yellow Jackets. 5 yards will be marched off against them. Brendan Lord doing the quarterbacking. Matt Bitzer, Scott Conrad, Skyler Thompson in the backfield for the Jackets.
And Bitzer and Thompson, only sophomore, so not much experience in the backfield for the Yellow Jackets. They will probably rely heavily on the senior Lord.
They're going to send Thompson in motion to try to draw the play away, but it doesn't fool anybody from Sydney. They blow across that line, get on Lord, dropping him for a loss of a couple. The ball, when it is put back into play, will be placed down at the 28-yard line. still second, and we'll call it about 16, so that wasn't as bad as it might have been. Now it is going to be Lord wanting to pass. He's going out on the flat left side to Skylar Thompson. Thompson was all by himself, turned around the wrong way, and couldn't get his hands on the football.
But it looks like there might be a personal foul call on Sidney. It looks like there's a late hit, and Lord, the quarterback, went down for Oneonta.
They're going to be calling off to the near side, Damian Zimmer, and the coach is talking to him. While out on the field, they're going to say first down for the OHS Yellow Jackets as the ball will be moved across the 40 to the 43-yard line. And what we might call an unearned first down.
First and 10 from the 43-yard line.
And you mentioned the jitters, Harry, and usually with those jitters do come some penalties early on in the season opener.
Oh, yes. Fake to the first man through. They'll go to the second man. That is going to be number 20, and he is not on our list, so that doesn't surprise me at all. But we clearly have a number 24 Oneonta out there, and I have no clue who it is, so we'll see if we can find that one out. Getting rosters in advance with accurate numbers is a near impossibility. Dropping back again is going to be Lord, and Lord is going to eat it this time as he has maroon jerseys all over him. I see number 53, Alex Morrow, in there in a host of many.
Yes, Sydney, their defensive line is just coming after Lord snap after snap, and this could be a long night for that Oneonta offensive line.
It may very well be. Let's see. They have... many of our numbers are not going to be right. We have number 83 in there, and we do not have him on our lineup either. We may have to sneak out during the next commercial break and let you see if you can compare numbers. It is going to be Thompson in motion coming to the near side, and Lord again is going to pass. Long arm, as he is looking for one of his ends. I'm assuming that that's Matt Robinson. I've got him listed as 85, but we were told that Robinson would be in there as one of the ends. He was back from a year ago. Is that Robinson in there at 83? Well, we'll see. Now they do have 85 back to do the kicking. So we have a number of missed numbers. The ball will be kicked not very far, getting across midfield. It bounces at the 49 and out of bounds, so it does not get across midfield. A reminder, we have a couple of contests for you tomorrow. Unitigo is on the road as we will go to Shenango Forks in the afternoon. Then, Mr. Billy, you get supper out of me tomorrow night because we'll have to stop somewhere and grab a bite to eat, probably another stadium hot dog, and then go to Alumni Stadium in Binghamton tomorrow. And the contest will be the BG Bobcats taking on the Seton Catholic Central Saints. So a 1 o'clock game tomorrow. It's 1:30 tomorrow. And then a 7 o'clock game at night. Look out. The ball will be handed off in there to Nate McDonald. And McDonald manages to find a hole and punch his way through it. And it's going to be first down territory for him. He'll be across the 35 to the 34-yard line.
And McDonald just showing early on how powerful of a runner is. He's not running towards the sidelines. He is just running right over the Oneonta defensive players, and he got a good carry of a little over 15 yards on that play.
Trey Crawford now out over top of the football. He snaps it back to Vibbert. Vibbert immediately hands it off. It looks to me like it might be McDonald again who will get about three, possibly four, as he will have that ball with the tip of it right on the 30-yard line. This is a turf field. The lights are already on here in Norwich. And believe it or not, at this early hour, we are seeing just a hint of shadow on the field. The snap will be to Damian Zimmer, and Zimmer will get down for first down and then down for a couple yards more as he's inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. So Damian Zimmer, one of three seniors in that backfield, 6 feet tall, 170 pounds. He just keeps on churning.
That will be a tough combination with Zimmer and McDonald all season long in Section 4.
Billy Kozak in the backfield, substituting in from time to time. It looks to me like he's going to carry the football. Nope, it's going to be number 24. That will be McDonald. Kozak wears number 4. That is another one of the numbers that was substituted in at the last second. We didn't have him on our original roster. Until you have all of the players with enough practices, high school football rosters are going to change. Oh, Kozak with the football. Does he get in? No, he does not. He is going to be just a whisker shy. He's inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line. Billy Kozak puts his head down and rumbles on that one. First and goal to go for the Sydney Warriors.
And Pat Vibber, the quarterback, hasn't even attempted to throw yet on this drive. Sydney just sticking with what's working for them, and right now that's the running game.
Yep, that's what wise teams do. Go with what is working. Oop, Vibber has a missed call this time. Somebody moves in the backfield. Zimmer is in the backfield this time. I think it was Kozak in there too. Now they'll move the ball back 5 yards. Call it illegal procedure. Kozak is going to come out, and McDonald goes back in. And we have 5:35, scoreless ball game. The Sydney Warriors knocking at the door. The ball will be to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer gets across the 5, down to about the 3, before he is going to be knocked down. So it will be from the 3-yard line. The Oneonta Yellow Jackets, the Sydney Warriors on neutral turf in Norwich tonight. On the opening night of the season here on WCDL. So Trey Crawford leads the crew out. They're going to split a man out. That's Mike Ward, split way out to the near side. The ball will be kept on the ground, and Nate McDonald finally carries it in. So number 24, Nate McDonald, gets the first goal of the season for the Sydney Warriors. Now, just in a recap, just write the time at 4:50, period number 1. And it is going to be number 24, McDonald, carrying it in for 3. That will make our life a lot easier later on. You can go back to page 1 shortly. The ball will be kicked by Kozak. It is up. It is through. And it is a 7-0 ball game. The Sydney Warriors lead in this contest.
You're listening to Tri-Town High School Football here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Billy Blake midway through the first quarter of this ball game. 7-0 contest, 4:50 showing on the clock. The Sydney Warriors have just scored a touchdown, put up a point via the kick, and they lead it 7-0. So holding his hand up out there, I believe that is Nate McDonald, isn't it? Yep, number 24. He approaches the football. This time he gets a much better kick than last time. It is striking purple, so it goes into the end zone, takes one bounce on the D of Tornado, and the white hat is right there to simply say, we're going to bring it out to the 20, and we'll start it from there.
McDonald doing it all for Sydney, scoring a touchdown early on with a nice booming kick there, and Oneana will get started from their own 20-yard line.
The other thing that was interesting is, you notice his first kick was low, wobbly, bounced once and out of bounds. That one was picture perfect, nice and long into the end zone. Okay, here we go. It is time for Brendan Lord and company. He's going to send Skylar Thompson in motion. Look out. He's going to have a first down as he's across now the 40, the 45, the 50. Into Warrior territory, finally forced out of bounds at the 42-yard line. Fine run by Skylar Thompson, a 171-pound sophomore for the Yellow Jackets.
That is a great play call by head coach Adam Hoover and company for the Yellow Jackets. He just gave up a touchdown and an extra point and a nice run there to get a little more than 40 yards, and now they're in Sydney territory.
Oh, chew it right back. So that means that you don't turn over and die. Thompson once again goes in motion. This time the ball will come to the near side. Scott Conrad will carry. Conrad won't get anywhere near the running room that his teammate had. He'll pick up about 5 before he's tripped up, and that knee goes down to touch the turf. So do you find that you can quickly make the change from the 9-man sport to the 11-man sport?
Yeah, it's interesting, but a lot more guys up there. And, of course, like you said, we're still getting familiar with the rosters, but so far so good.
Scott Conrad goes in motion. The snap comes back, and Lord will put it right in his gut, and he will be down to very close to first down territory. They'll say it's going to be the length of the football shy, so it will be 3rd, and we'll call it 1. Not a very long one. Clock running and down to 3:10. The ball will be passed, intended down there for our mystery man, number 83. That may very well be to Sam Sherrill. This will be frustrating me all night until somebody is able to correct it, but we don't have 83 up there. They said that Sam Sherrill, who originally I had as number 24, and I have not seen... No, there's a 24 on the far sideline. Well, we will find out. The handoff is going to be easy this time. It goes to Scott Conrad. Conrad tries the center of the line, does not get the hold that he needed, and as a result, the Sydney Warrior line will hold, and the Warriors take over on downs.
And that's such a difficult part of the field, because at the 32-33-yard line, not close enough for a field goal, but you don't really want to punt the ball either. So on a 4th and not really a long one at all, Oneana tries to run it right up the middle, and that Sydney defensive line holds up, and they get the ball back with that 7-0 lead.
It's a lot of line there, too, for the Sydney Warriors. We will see a lot of the Sydney Warriors this year. We have a plethora of games coming up. We'll go through them a little bit later on and tell you some of them that we'll see. A couple of teams that we haven't seen in a long time, at least not as league games. They'll be playing Newark Valley at the end of the season. Now, in past years, they've gone up against the Cardinals in playoffs, but they're in the Class C division with them, with the Warriors this year. First ball will be churned up for about a five-yard gain. .242 clock running, opening quarter. Sydney leading Oneonta 7-0. Move I got split out to the near side. Mike Ward way off trying to move a couple of people with him. Now there is a Yellow Jacket defender coming this way. The ball will be kept on the ground. Somebody dove in late for it, almost indicating it might have been a loose ball. Finally falling on it will be number 53. That is Sam Bryden. Bryden was another one of those guys that wasn't on my original roster. I'm going to make a tag for him. Tell all our in the press box secrets here. Once again, it is going to be Ward split to the near side. Dropping back is Vibbert. They're giving him good protection and a lot of time, but look out. There's going to be a Yellow Jacket right there, number 83 going up in the air, snaring it. Did I hear the announcer say that Thompson snared that? Why don't you head over and see if one of the guys happens to know who number 83 is, and I then don't quite sound as As we said, 7-0 ball game. The Sydney Warriors leading it. That ball is right on the 40-yard line. So as a result, it will be 1st and 10 for the Yellow Jackets. They're going to send Skylar Thompson in motion again, and this time the young fellow is not going to be able to get any running room. Skylar Thompson's a sophomore. He wears number 21. He was grabbed by one of the Sydney Warriors over right on the far sideline as he went far to the far sideline and tried to make the corner. And as he tried to make the corner, there were maroon jerseys all over him. Nobody over there had the correct roster either, huh? And halftime duty. All kinds of things are cleared up at halftime, especially on the opening night of the season. Doubleheader for you tomorrow, afternoon and evening. Thompson goes in motion, but the ball will be kept on the ground this time. And let me see. I believe that was Conrad who got the snap. Yep, and he ran into a wall of maroon as he stepped across the 40. He will get to the 39, and they will whistle it dead there. 3rd and still 9. And we will just simply tell Joe that we are going to be running out of time as we have only seconds left in this ballgame, and there'll probably be time for one snap. Skylar Thompson in motion, and Lord wants the pass. He is not going to. He's going to have to eat it as we click down to the end of the first quarter.
And at the end of one, it is the Sydney Warriors 7 and the Oneonta Yellow Jackets nothing. You're listening to Tri-Town High School Football here on your station, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Norwich High School for the opening night. It is the Sydney Warriors with a 7-0 lead over the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. Billy Blake along with
Gary Graves. On a Friday evening, a warm one at that. It was up in the 90s today. One of the fans, as we were walking in, was making a comment, boy, a little warm tonight. He says, I remember one time we were playing Del High and it was 95 degrees. I said, yeah, I like it a lot better than those nights when you are freezing your behind off.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that a few times, too. We're having another momentary timeout. For the fans along the line who remember a year ago, we had the early season game with the Sydney Warriors down at Johnson City, and it was incredibly hot. And the understanding was that people could call as many timeouts as they needed to rehydrate, and there was no limit to the length of time. And as a result, I think the first half of that game took, I swear to God, 2 hours. It was an incredible amount of time. And they decided to go with a running clock in the second half, and it was over like that. So we go from one extreme to the other. There was no explanation for why we had the momentary delay of game. Now we're ready to go. So it will be an opportunity for the OHS Yellow Jackets to kick. It's going to be Matt Robinson kicking from just the high side of the 50. He puts it down in the coffin corner. It takes a wonderful OHS Yellow Jacket bounce and finally goes out of bounds at about the 6-yard line, way over in the far corner. The Warriors will take over. No bring it out to the 20 this time. Tomorrow afternoon, it will be the Unitego Spartans down at Shenango Forks. The always tough Blue Devils will be entertaining the Spartans. And then it will be a break, and we'll be right back again in the evening for a contest between BG and Seton Catholic Central. First snap from center. Patrick Bibbert hands it off in there to Nate McDonald. McDonald finds a hole. He'll pick up first down as he'll get across the 15-yard line to about the 18. Joe, are you hearing, and I hate to talk over things, but I'm hearing a crackling in my headset. If that's going out of the air, then I'm concerned. So are we getting a clear signal back there? Ball will be kept on the ground as the clock runs down to 11:30, and a gain of about 4 yards. You're hearing the crackle in your headset? So that makes me always wonder if we've got a cord that's going or if I'm just hearing things that are coming from golly knows where. But Joe didn't yell at me, so I guess it's not too bad. Oh, look out. Billy Kozak, number 4, carries the ball. Finally going to be run out of bounds, but not until he has another first down as he gets across the 30, down to about the 32-yard line. So give number 4, Kozak, a good run that time. And the first down. The Sydney Warriors leading the OHS Yellow Jackets by a 7-0 score here early in the second period at Norwich. This game being played on turf tonight here in Norwich. Damian Zimmer, number 6, getting the ball, not getting any running room, though. He will be hammered down at the line of scrimmage. they're generous and give him a yard. And it was a hard-earned, bruising yard at that. When you and I were talking last week, I said that one of the things that always helps me get through games are these cough drops. Ball is going to be pitched to number 8. That is Austin McCarroll. McCarroll managing to get a good run on that. He will get down to, across the 50 to the 48, a gain of about 15 or 16 on that play. They'll finally mark it down just inches high of the 47-yard line. So now Sydney in OHS territory. Having the ball first and 10, Patrick Vibbard pitches the ball to number 8. That is going to be Austin McCarroll again. Well, if it worked for you once, you might just as well go back to the well again. McCarroll has a little more in him this time, and he gets down to about the 40-yard line. Long 5-yard pickup. They may be generous and officially at the sideline. Give him 6 on that one.
And so far we have seen all runs on this drive for the Sydney offense.
It's not unusual we see a lot of those. This time Vibbard wants to throw. He has Nate McDonald down there. McDonald going for it, but it is going to be batted down by one of the OHS Yellow Jackets.
That was number 5, Jonathan Vega. Had a good read on that throw by Vibbard. Nearly had the interception, but luckily for Sydney, he dropped that pick, and Sydney still has the ball for third down.
Vega, not a big boy at all, 5'7", 129 pounds, but he had all 129 of those pounds right in the right place that time. He also didn't try to intercept the football. Just bat it down. Let it chew up a little more time. We're down to 9:39. Ball will be kept on the ground as it is going to be Nate McDonald picking up the first down as he starts at the 41, gets down across the 35 to the 30-yard line, so he ends up picking up a long 10, short 11. That's why we pay you the big bucks. We let you decide if it's 10 or 11. Patrick Vibbard over on the near sideline getting instructions from the coach. Now has the play, joins the huddle. First and 10. The ball will be kept on the ground. And who did he have in there that time? Is that McCarroll again? Oh, Billy Kozak carried the ball. All I could see, it was a single digit, but I couldn't tell if it was Kozak, Zimmer, or McCarroll. Ward usually splits way out to one of the positions on the near side. 8:48. Second and about 5. Sydney leading in this ball game by 7-0. There was an interesting one. The ball went to Kozak. Kozak handed it back. I believe it is going to be to Nate McDonald. In any event, no great play. They're going to now say Damian Zimmer was finally hit. Yep, McDonald has his helmet off down here in front of us. So this is week 1. And I haven't published it out to the world yet, but we pretty much decided on the games that you will see for the first 7 weeks of the season. The 8th week, we will find out who are in playoff games. And, of course, week 9 is all playoff games. It is going to be on the ground. It is going to be Kozak. Kozak got room, and he sees daylight to the end zone. So that play started at the 25, and with that, Billy Kozak now picks up a 25-yard scamper. That touchdown coming at 7:50 of the second period. at halftime, when we have to go through the scoring recap, then the test comes down to see if Mr. Billy Blake can read his own cryptic notes and if he can recast his game. I'm certain you found out. Now the ball is going to be kicked, but low. And not only that, a little bit off to the right. So with that, the score will stay 13-0. We'll finish that thought after we have a quick timeout. You're listening to your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zinecamp Associates. We care about the see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert Zinecamp Associates.
Mike and Kathy Butler, along with the Butler Auto Sales family, wish all their customers a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. They've given their employees the full weekend off and will be closed through Monday so they can enjoy time with their families. Butler Auto Sales also wishes the best of luck to all Tri-County area high school sports teams as they begin the new season. Butler Auto Sales will reopen Tuesday with their incredible selection, low prices, and special savings with the SFCU OMG Auto Loan Sale. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See their complete selection at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Billy Blake, back here in Norwich. The Sydney Warrior kick goes down. It's going to be gathered in there by Matthew Bitzer. Bitzer takes it right about at the 10, crosses the 15, the 20, and he's finally going to be stopped at the 23-yard line, and the Jackets will take over from there. We were talking before about some of the little things that you learn in the broadcasting game, and everybody has their own little short notes that they say, so then you can scribble down notes. If you handed me your notes, I might not be able to read them. The ball got to be kept on the ground. Skylar Thompson, numero 21, gets up close to the 25-yard line. Gain only of a couple of yards on that play. Thompson having to work for every yard he gets. He is a sophomore. This is not a large number of players OHS team this year. Different teams have different years when their numbers are up or their numbers are down. Pitch goes back to Scott Conrad. Conrad will pick up about 10 as he crosses the 35 and now is finally stopped at about the 40, so he'll gain about 13 on that play. I don't want to insinuate in any way there, Mr. Blake, that I couldn't read your notes. They're probably crystal clear, but you have your own little style of what you can do, and my style may not be the same.
Mm-hmm.
One other, we have a momentary pause on the field as they're going to, as I said, when we get to 90 degrees, they let people hydrate as often as they want to. You will notice, and you may have already noticed this from your time with the Dutchman, that it's always easiest if we work in the dark in here because we have the lights out on the field. If you get to the point where you can't read your little notes, we do have a hippy-dippy little clip-on light that isn't the world's greatest, but it doesn't illuminate the whole thing. I found that you can throw on the house lights in the press box, but I got a reflection off the glass, which drove me crazy doing Outlaws games. So as a result, I try not to use it. Well, we've got a pause in the action. We'll remind you again that we do have a couple of games coming up tomorrow. It will be the Unitego Spartans in their opening game down at Chenango Forks. You never want to start the season against Chenango Forks. And then in the evening, another game that I wouldn't want to see, that will be Bainbridge-Guilford going up against the Seton Catholic Saints. That's a wonderful game on the turf under the light at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton. The ball's going to be carried by Skylar Thompson. That play started at the 40. Thompson gets across midfield. He is finally going to be pushed out inside the 45 at about the 43-yard line. Gain on that play of about 17.
And it looks like Lord is just going to rely on his halfback, Scott Conrad, and Skylar Thompson to get the Yellow Jackets back in this game and on the scoreboard as they trail 13-0 midway through the second quarter.
Sydney Warriors 13, OHS Yellow Jackets 0. From the Norwich High School field, playing on the turf tonight, the flags will fly as Conrad carries that football right up the middle, but they saw the flags and they were just going to let him run. So they're going to say false start against the Yellow Jackets. The conditions at the field in football prompted them to move not only the football game tonight, but the girls' soccer tournament that was scheduled for about this time. Eight games were going to be up there. If they'd have had any sort of rain to turn that into mud, it would have been a really bad mess. There's going to be a pass. Brendan Lord going to Matt Robinson. No great play because it was complete, but it is going to be a gain of only about four on that play. It gets inside the 45 to the 44, but remember, they had 15 that they had to make.
And you don't see a much better open field tackle than that by number six, Damian Zimmer, who was able to get his hands wrapped around him right away after he caught the pass.
You weren't here last year, but there are so many of these players for the Warriors that you recognize all of their names. Pass going to be complete down to number five. That is going to be Vega. Slight Jonathan manages to get it. It's going to be down close, but not quite the first down territory. We'll give him a gain on that one of six, possibly seven. On that bullet pass from Brendan Lord. Well, the faithful made it over the hill from Oneonta or from Sydney. So we have a respectable crowd. We don't have as large a crowd as it would have been at Alumni Stadium in Sydney. Ball going to be kept on the ground this time. There will be no appreciable gain as the Sydney Warrior line just stacks up everybody. And you can pick anybody you want to talk about that time. I saw Austin Dean. We also had who else? Bryant Gray. All kinds of players in there for the Sydney Warriors. Fourth and a very long one. 4:50 showing on the clock. Period number two. 13-0 is our score. The Sydney Warriors lead it. They got one touchdown in the first period, one here in the second period. And that's all the things that they've got. Ball will be kept on the ground as it's going to be Conrad taking the handoff from Brendan Lord, but Conrad is going to be hit immediately. So there's no gain on the play, no loss either, and the Warriors will take over on downs.
And Conrad got up, shrugging his shoulders, saying, "What do I have to do to get some yardage?" But that's the second time tonight we've seen Oneonta try to run the ball on a fourth down and short situation, and both times the Sydney defense held up.
But the Sydney defense, a lot of men, over 200 pounds. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a lot of push and shove in order to move Warriors. The ball going to be on the ground. Look out. It is going to be number 22 for the Warriors. That is going to be Brendan Walters, and Walters is now going to be in for the touchdown, but I see a flag thrown at about the 13-yard line. And look at that. It is right at the 13, unlucky 13-yard line. And now we are going to have the black hat referee talking to the head referee. And it is going to be, let's see, probably against the Sydney Warriors. That will negate the touchdown. And that is going to mean that we're going to have a lot of players coming all the way back up the field. I do not want to take anything away from Brendan Walters. He is a senior, 5'11", 225 pounds, and he got a good head of steam.
Absolutely, and I think Bibbard faked a handoff to another running back in the backfield, and that caught the Oneonta defense a little off guard, and Walters ran right up the seam in the middle, and he had the touchdown, but unfortunately that holding call brings it back.
It's interesting because right now they're moving the chains up to... I'm listening to what they said over the PA system. I didn't buy that. Because the Sydney Warriors are going to have possession. So the touchdown did not count. And they move the ball back to the 19-yard line and will start from there. But the Warriors have the ball, so it's first and 10. And I don't know, because we don't have the knowledge to come up from there. We don't have the signals coming up from the referees as to what it was. Regardless, gain on the play of about 2 for the Sydney Warriors on that play from scrimmage. So Walters doesn't get the touchdown. The Sydney Warriors still have the football. Second at about 8 from, we'll call it the 19. Oh, look out. This time it's going to go in there to Nate McDonald. And McDonald will get the touchdown. And this time there are no flags. So that ball carried in from, we'll call it the 17. Nate McDonald getting that touchdown at 3:38 in the second period of play. So that will move the score up to 19-0. So the Sydney Warriors now have a 3-touchdown-to-none lead. We'll be back here a couple more weeks from now to watch the Sydney Warriors take on Norwich. The kick is going to be up, and the referees are saying NG, so it did not go through the uprights. And with that, the Sydney Warriors lead it by a score of 19-0.
You're listening to Tri-Town High School Football here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Good evening again, everybody. Harry Graves along with Billy Blake here at Norwich. The Sydney Warriors leading the OHS Yellow Jackets 19-0 is our score. So it is going to be Nate McDonald who just ran the football in. He tees it up. He holds his hand up, looks up and down the line, approaches the football, and this is a low-line drive. It's going to bounce at the 25. It's still bouncing around. It's finally going to be picked up in there by Skylar Thompson, but the ball bounces loose, and the Sydney Warriors will fall on it. Thompson couldn't hang on to it that time. As he was hit, the ball bounced loose. It was downed at about the 15-yard line. We'll see where they mark that ball down. And it will be the Sydney Warriors taking over. We'll call it from the 14-yard line.
And that ball took an awkward bounce. Thompson sat back on it, expecting it to take a few more bounces towards him, and it never really did. So he had to go up and charge the football, and by the time he caressed it, Sydney players were all around him, and that forced the fumble.
Vibbard wants to pass. He's going to go to number 22. That is going to be Brandon Walters. Walters didn't get the touchdown on the long run, but on the pass from Vibbard, he's going to get it this time. So that one started, I guess they're going to say, at the 14-yard line, so it's going to be a pass from Vibbard to Walters. That coming with 3:24 left until halftime. And with that, the score goes up to 25-0. This is an I-88 contest between schools that are, well, we'll say three schools apart. The Oneonta Yellow Jackets and the Sydney Warriors, and the only thing that stands between them is the Unitico Spartans. Ball going to be held by Vibbard, kicked by Kozak. The kick is up, and it is no good. Poor Billy Kozak is having difficulty finding the range, and the score stays 25-0 on your station for sports. WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla, or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Billy Black here at Norwich. The ball is going to be kicked up by Nate McDonald. Setting underneath it is going to be Matt Bitzer. Bitzer takes it at about the 12 and gets across the 20-yard line before he will be stopped. Run back to, it looks about the 24. You never know until they finally put those markers down exactly where they're going to decide the chains should be. Still a warm night here in Norwich. Waiting for that nice, crisp, cool air to settle in. Hopefully tomorrow night at game time it won't be quite as warm as today. Ball going to be passed in there by Lord. Lord out on the flat on the right side. Can't find a man open. Big long strike.
And there was some pressure there on Lord. He had to get rid of the ball quickly. And this is such an important drive for OHS, down 25-0 late in the first half. You have to try to get some confidence going into the second half because there is still a lot of football left tonight.
We talked about the numbers before. If you look across, there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, maybe 10 men in the reserves on the far side for Sydney, for OHS. Everybody else is here suited up and playing. Ball carried by Conrad, the 163-pound senior, manages to power his way out. and he had to work for every inch he got. It's a tough division for Sydney this year. It's also probably going to be an even tougher division for Oneana. Long pass downfield. It's intended for Skylar Thompson. Thompson in a foot race with Nate McDonald. Finally, the ball gets past both men and falls as a long strike. But off and running that time, it was a real go.
That was a beautiful throw by Lord. He had Thompson in stride, but give credit to McDonald. He had him played beautifully, and no flags thrown. Good, clean defensive play by McDonald, and that pass falls incomplete.
I'll tell you the other interesting thing. Lord is a senior, 6'3", 185 pounds, good size for a quarterback. But I'll tell you, sophomore Thompson is really impressive. Going for it this time, number five. That is Jonathan Vega. Vega right at the 50-yard line has that ball in his sights, and it's batted away by one of the Sydney Warriors at the very last moment. 2:35, clock running, period number two. The Sydney Warriors leading this ball game, shutting out the OHS Yellow Jackets 25-0.
And that was a gutsy play call. Fourth down in your own territory, down by 25 points late in the first half. Good thought, but Vega just couldn't make the catch.
The scrappy, gutsy play. Ball is going to be snapped back to Vibbard. Vibbard is going to be called for intentional grounding. There was nobody near it. He picked up that ball that time after it had bounced once on the turf, and Vibbard threw it out hoping that one of his eligible receivers was going to be nearby. Not the case. And the official right there throws the flag and says, intentional grounding, son. Vibbard can't argue about it too much. Comes over and talks to Coach Matthews.
And given the circumstances, not a terrible penalty. And a lot of quarterbacks can get criticized for holding the ball too long. You like to see Vibber there. He really had no other options. Two or three Oneonta players chasing him down and just throws the ball away. Yeah, he gets flagged for it, but up by 25, not the worst penalty to commit.
Would you want to see three of those OHS Yellow Jackets bearing down
Absolutely
on you?
Absolutely not.
This time the pass is intended for McDonald as it's way down on the left corner. McDonald has it go off his fingertips. That one thrown from back at about the 40-yard line. Goes incomplete. Actually, from the 39, I guess we'll say. Brings up now a third and 25. I'll tell you, there got to be a lot of those kids from Oneonta that are just tired because they're playing both ways, many of them. At least with the greater numbers, Sydney can do a little bit more substituting. Oh, talk about substitutes. The ball is going to be thrown. Mike Ward goes high into the air and snares it. Boy, I'll tell you, he had stick-em on his fingers that time. He went up and just grabbed that football. Not a long reception. Gain on that play, probably 5, maybe 6 yards at the most. It will be down inside the 30 at the 28. So still going to be a fourth, and we'll call it about 16. Vibbard checking with Coach Matthews on the near side. Now they're going to have Billy Kozak split out on one side, Mike Ward on the other, dropping back. Vibbard into the end zone and into out-of-bounds territory. Vibbard just comes over, takes off his helmet, talks to Coach. He says, hey, I can't help it if my arm is that strong. Kozak, the intended receiver that time. So it will be the Jackets taking over on downs. 25-0 Sydney leads Oneonta here at Norwich, neutral territory tonight. We have 1 minute 40 seconds showing on the clock. So one more series of downs for the Jackets before halftime. Oh, Skylar Thompson gets it. You know his number right away, number 21. He's off and running, and he picks up a first down. Not great yardage, about 12, maybe 13. Chews up a little bit of the clock, down to 1:33 now. So the linesmen move the chains. They got to get across into Sydney Warrior territory to get the first down. Lord sends Thompson in motion. Now he looks to Thompson, goes to Thompson. A flag is thrown. And who is that? Number 24, Nate McDonald, who comes over to make the hit and bring down Skylar Thompson.
We have a flag in the backfield, though.
Right. No, I said that. The flag was thrown. Short gain only of a couple of yards on that play. And it is going to be against Sydney as they're marking off a long one. That will be first down for OHS as the ball will be marked down at the 41-yard line. And I'll let you look at things. That's going to be, here's it pointing to Brandon Walters. I don't know what is that who the hit was on? Ah.
I think it was hands to the face of the quarterback, Brendan Lord.
Coach Matthews out there saying, what's going on? Now the ball will be handed off. That's Jonathan Vega. It's amazing. There are some numbers you learn right away, and speedy number five, senior Jonathan Vega, gets good running room, gets the first down, I believe, or is going to be so close to it they may even consider it a measure. Ooh, I'll tell you, they're going to eyeball that one across the field. No one has called for the measurement yet, but that is very... Oh, no, now they do. Both teams are out, so they are going to come in and measure. We'll be back with the final moments of the second period on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
We are back at Norwich High School for the opening night between the Sydney Warriors and the Oneonta High School Yellow Jackets. Billy Blake and Harry Graves with you, and it is a first down ruled for the Yellow Jackets after that carry by Jonathan Vega. So there's 101 on the clock in the first half, Sydney 25, Oneonta nothing, but they are driving in Sydney territory.
I was wondering if you were going to catch that. I didn't see him make the call, so I'm glad you were paying attention. But they do. They came in and didn't actually call for the measurement. Both teams had sort of gone into huddle, so I figured there was going to be a break, but they hadn't actually called in the chains until both teams more or less come in their respective conversations. And then it was ruled a first down. Oops, it's going to be a short first down because carrying at that time will be number 20. That is going to be another man who's not on our list. Okay. He gains nothing, loses a couple yards actually, so that will bring up a second and about 12. 38 seconds, the clock running like crazy. Lord now sends Vega in motion. Now he drops back. He looks for an open man. Decides to run it himself. He's got room. He's inside the 15. And finally will be brought down, and they're going to throw a flag. Damian Zimmer came down and got a hold of Brendan Lord, but the official was right there and threw the flag. There was another Sydney Warrior player nearby. I was watching Zimmer. I don't think the mistake came on the part of Zimmer. It is going to be against the Sydney Warriors. and it's probably going to be from the point of the foul, which was about the 15 or 14-yard line at that point. So it's probably going to be half the distance of the goal line. So now the Jackets, with 20.4 seconds on the clock, have time for one more play, and they will have the ball at about the 7.5-yard line. Here we go. Brendan Lord crouching low, long count, sends a man in motion, now goes in there to Conrad. That is going to be Scott Conrad, who is pushed along and pushed in. So Conrad manages to, I saw one of his teammates pushing him, and I figured, well, I'll see what happens on that one, and he goes on in for the touchdown. So now it's a 25-6 contest. 10.2 seconds remaining on the clock, period number two. Oh, Coach Matthews just so frustrated over that one. He cannot believe it. Takes his headset off, and the ball is going to be kicked up and good. So the kick for Oneana is up and through. That makes it 25-7. And we are going to have a meeting of the minds in both benches. You're listening to your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake. The final 10 seconds of the first half of play. It will be a kicking situation. Matt Robinson is handed the football. He tees it up at the 40-yard line. Now he counts his players, goes back to the football. Now he's going to take his paces back from there. But he wanted to make sure that he had the right number of players on the field. Nothing more embarrassing than being caught without the right number of players on the field. Now he approaches the ball, kicking, and it's going to be taken in by Billy Kozak at the 7-yard line. Kozak, running room, tripped up at the 25. So we have 4 seconds elapsed, so this will be the final play of the first half. So it is our privilege to be bringing you these games for another season. Now we have the lights in full effect. We've got shadows from both sides of the field so that you know both banks of lights are working, those on the east side and those on the west side of the field. Good facilities here in Norwich. Ball going to be kept on the ground, carried by Nate McDonald. McDonald across the 40 will have the first down, 0.3 seconds showing. So there will be time for about that much. Pat Vibbert slaps hands with one of his teammates, saying thank you for that run. And with that, they'll let time run out. So the teams will head to the locker rooms. 25-7 is the score. The Sydney Warriors leading the Oneana Yellow Jackets. The Sydney Warriors, a class smaller school than OHS, but it is the Warriors who have lots of seniors, lots of big men, and lots of power. We'll be back with a halftime show coming up in just a few moments. Harry Graves and Billy Blake here from Norwich on your station for sports, WCDO.